latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines, and we'll start with the news with midfielder Isaac Hayden. He's given a fascinating insight into what it's like to play under Rafa Benitez. Of course, the Spaniard guided the Magpies back to the Premier League. Hayden signed from Arsenal last summer, was an integral part of the team. Midfielders regard the culture manager Benitez has brought to the club. So if I want to talk to him about tactics, he's always there for me when talking to the Times. Rafa's obsessed with football. When he lost to Ipswich, I was in his office from the next day at 9 a.m. going through the clips, and he told me where I went wrong. He's very honest. I could be sitting there, John Joe Shelby, and Rafa could say, look, John Joe, Isaac's better than you at this, this and this, and Isaac, he's better than you at this and this. Some players might not like it, but this year everybody's got on with it, whether playing or on the bench. Moving on then into other news, and Mo Dammit believes his decision to quit Hull to join Newcastle has now been justified. Fans of the Tigers and other football observers were left baffled when Dammit walked away from Hull after being promoted, then dropped back down to sign for United. The retired Senegal international had just also netted the goal that took Hull back to the Premier League, but now he feels that the patience has been paid off and there are no more doubters. Finally then, and reports to now suggest that Rafa Benitez's transfer plans are well underway, and one man he wants to sign is Chelsea man Maxi Batshuayi. The striker scored the winning goal that got them the Premier League title against West Brom a couple of weeks ago, and he also came off the bench to score twice against Sunderland on Sunday. He's joined the club for £33 million last summer, but of course with under Diego Costa back in the pecking order, he might have to leave the club to get first team football, although Magpies might try and secure a loan deal in the near future. That's all in for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.